So among the many reflections I've had after my time through Italy and into Israel this week, last week, one of the many reflections I've had is just how certain I am that Christ has built a church for the nations. It is not a church in one tribe, in one location, in one place, for one ethnic group, and that is something very special. It makes it very different from a lot of what you see. Christianity is not a Western religion. It's not something that started in the U.S. and looks like a bunch of white people. It may look that way in a lot of churches. It's not something that started in predominantly black regions where people were that you may look like it. A lot of black folks in a church. It is for the nations. And as I walk through St. Peter's Basilica in that monstrosity of a place the other day, this cash cow of tourism, I can't imagine how many hundreds of millions of dollars a year they make just off cattle being herded through there as we were so quickly in the middle of July. It wasn't enjoyable at all. We were just dollar signs and kind of being pushed through. But this place, you know, where all the popes are pretty much all Italian dudes with like a handful of exceptions. Then, of course, you've got the Avignon papacy into France, etc. And different times and ways that it shifted. But, you know, they all look the same. They'd all be Italian people in the Romish church, leading it anyway. And as I went through the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and I see the Arab-looking folks, and there's just this similar look, and that's okay in a region if that's where people live and that's what they look like. There's nothing wrong with this. But when I see the temples and I see the buildings and I see the structures dedicated that are accessible to a group of people, I see that Christ has built a church for Gentiles, for the whole world. And it will look very different throughout the planet. It'll look very different because the people look different. They experience God differently. Same gospel, same God, but they experience the truth, they express it differently. If I went to Ethiopia, which I have not been to, I'm certain that my Sunday morning worship services would look different than in Missouri, in America. And that's okay. It's supposed to. It's kind of the point. There's a real blessing to the multinational, worldwide church that has the same foundation, the same faith, same God, same gospel, but may do things a dozen ways differently, 100 ways differently. It's supposed to be different. That's what Jesus wanted. It's what he built, was a church with local pastors / elders that rule it, and the congregants. The people that are there. So the people that run it and administer it on various levels, and those who give themselves in attendance and life and service. That was always the point. It really is a church for all nations. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there's a basilica there that is called the Church of All Nations, or Church for All Nations. And that's what Christ built. It's a good title for a church. I don't know if they preach the gospel there or not today, but I do know that that's a wonderful title for a church, because that's what Christ built, is a church for all nations. It isn't headed up in a zip code. There certainly is no one claimant of the visible head of it. There certainly is no claims beyond local elders established in a city on the truth as written in Scripture to be propagated in every generation. And the church continues in that fashion. That's what Christ set up. And it's a wonderful reality to come to places and see how people in history have centered around buildings and in their cultures. And in fact, God even had in the Old Covenant, the Jewish Covenant. It was exclusively Jewish in its formulations and in its foundation. And then, of course, Gentiles were involved all throughout. But it is a Jewish covenant. Salvation is of the Jews. But then in the New Testament, it is for all nations. We did a Bible study last night, my kids and I, on Matthew 28 in the Great Commission, and how because they obeyed that, here's their daddy sitting and talking to them about it, reminding them of it as we've traveled through Israel in Italy these last 2 weeks, going back to Germany today and get on a plane today. I'm actually out walking right now hoping to encounter somebody here in Italy and talk on the gospel. So I'm looking. I've not found anybody yet. It's a little harder than you might think sometimes, but maybe in front of me here. But it's just a wonderful reality how because they obeyed that commandment, their dad is now teaching them the gospel where he is. It goes out to all the nations. It has, and it should continue, because that is what Christ wanted.